Good to see you here this morning. If you did not receive a church bulletin, raise your hand and I'm sure one of the ushers will be glad to give you one. If you did not receive one of these, raise your hand, please. This year, our church theme is found in Isaiah 37, verse 31, taking root downward, bearing fruit upward.
今年我们的主题是以赛亚书37章，向下扎根，往上结果。
And we're looking here at the book of Joshua. This is our sixth message from Joshua. And here in Joshua, we see new roots and new fruits.
我们今天讲约书亚的信息是第六次，我们有一个新的根，新的果。
In Joshua 6:2, we read this verse here. See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands.
这里第六章第二节说，看啊，我已将耶利哥和耶利哥的王，并大能的勇士都交在你手里。
As we come before you today, we look at Joshua, and we look at how you delivered Jericho into their hands.
从我们早上到你的面前来，我们看见你怎样的把耶利哥交在神百姓的手中。
Lord, help us to think about, there are many challenges, maybe even big challenges that are ahead of us, individually or as a group. And I pray that we would learn from this how to face those challenges.
主啊，求你帮助我们，知道我们前面有许多的挑战，大的挑战，个人的挑战，团体的挑战。主，教导我们如何的来应对。
And Lord, it's not by our power, it's not by our might, but it's by the Spirit of God.
不是靠我们的势力和才能，乃是靠你的灵。
And so we pray today that your Spirit would fill your servant to give the words, and the Spirit would speak to our hearts today and open our ears.
愿你的灵今天充满仆人，也开我们的耳朵，叫我们听见神的话。
And Lord, the victory is there. You have delivered us. The victory is there.
主，你已经释放了我们，得胜就在那里。
Lord, we give you praise, we give you thanks, and we pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
If you were to take a look at this, Joshua chapter 6, and we might see this first question, what is Jericho?
我们来看这个第六章，第一个问题就是耶利哥是在哪里？
God had brought his people out of Egypt. They had spent 40 years in the wilderness, and they came into Israel to Canaan, the land of Canaan that God had promised them.
神把以色列人从埃及带出来，他们40年在旷野，现在从埃及来到了迦南地。
And the first city they face, right in the middle, is Jericho.
他们所面对的第一座城市就是耶利哥。
And this city of Jericho was a fortified city, had two big walls around it.
这座城市是一个守卫森严的，有两座高墙。
And so Jericho was considered to be a very fortified city, a very difficult city for them to take. And so this was what they faced as they came into the land. The first city they had to face was Jericho.
他们来到迦南地，第一座要攻打的城就非常的难。
Now, Jericho, the key question here we might ask is, how did God prepare them to conquer?
所以我们要问说，神怎样的预备他们来去征服？
God has battles ahead for us. God has things for us to conquer. He also prepares our hearts to do that.
我们前面有征战，神要预备我们的心。
And we had, last time we took a look at chapter 5, how God prepared them.
上次我们看了第五章，神如何的来预备他们。
First of all, He renewed His promise, His covenant with them.
神更新了与他们的应许，与他们的约。
He asked them to remember His goodness.
要他们记得神的美善。
So they observed the Passover as they entered into this promised land, the Passover.
他们进去之前他们就守了这个逾越节。
And then remember the manna ceased. All the years they were in the wilderness, there was manna, bread from heaven that God provided for them. But once they came into the land, the manna ceased.
我们记得说在旷野里他们所领受的是天上的玛拿。当他们进了迦南地这个玛拿就止住了。
And then God also reaffirmed His presence.
神也应许他的同在。
And so God made a promise to Joshua.
神对耶稣啊应许说。
So we take a look at this promise that God made to Joshua in Joshua 1:5.
在约书亚记第一章第五节。
We see these words, No one shall be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Joshua 1:5.
约书亚记第一章第五节，你平生的日子必无一人能在你面前站立得住。我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
As we read God's word, the promises of God are what we need to lay hold of. We need to claim the promises of God.
我们读神的话语，我们要抓紧神的话语。
Moses, a new leader, but Josh was a new leader, but.God had promised to be with him as he had been with Moses.
虽然约书亚是一个新的领袖，但神给他的应许是怎样与摩西同在，也要怎样与他同在。
I will never leave you nor forsake you.
我必不丢弃你，也不撇下你。
And this promise is repeated to us in the book of Hebrews as Christians. God has promised to never leave us or forsake us.
我们在希伯来书，我们神的儿女读到同样的应许。他不会丢下我们，也不会撇弃我们。
But this was not just the promise, but we see in the last part of chapter 5, we also see that God revealed His presence to Joshua.
我们在约书亚记第五章看到神再一次启示他的同在。
And so he was met, and as he was met, the person he asked, Who are you? Are you on our side? Who are you? And the person he met,revealed himself as the commander of the army of the Lord. I have now come.
约书亚问他遇见的那位你是帮助我们呢是帮助我们敌人的呢他回答说不是的我是来要做耶和华军队的元帅。
Joshua was the captain of the army, but he met the commander of the army of the Lord. He met the pre-incarnate, revealing of Jesus Christ. He met the commander of the army.
约书亚他虽然好像是一个带领这个军队的但是他遇到了真正那位元帅就是我们主耶稣基督降生道成肉身之前向他显现的。
You know, as the key idea here we have as we look at this is how do we win the big challenges?
在这个大的挑战里面我们怎样的来得胜?
You know,You are no soldier of Christ if you think you can overcome without fighting. And suppose you can have the crown without the conflict. This was the words of John Chrysostom.
这里有一位叫 John Chrysostom, 他说如果你想不战而胜不付上代价就得到冠冕你就不是基督的精兵。
And so as we sang that song today, Soldiers of Christ Arise.
今天我们刚刚也唱了一首诗歌基督精兵当站起。
You know, the Christian life involves challenges, whether we like it or not.
不管我们喜不喜欢，基督的生活就是充满了挑战。
Our enemies are the world, the flesh, the devil are constantly waging war against us and trying to keep us from claiming our victory in Christ.
我知道我们的仇敌世界、肉体和魔鬼，他不断地跟我们征战，要不让我们得到基督里的得胜。
You know, a story is told of a pastor who was attending a court hearing to protest the building of a tavern or a bar near the church in a public school.
在一个公立学校外面有一个他们有一个抗议要不让那里造酒吧。
And so the lawyer for the bar owner, he asked him, I'm surprised to see you here today as a pastor.
这个酒吧的律师就说很对他说我很惊讶今天看见你是一个牧师。
As a shepherd, the bar owner said, shouldn't you be taking care of the sheep?
那个酒吧老板说, 你是, 牧人, 你应该, 你难道不应该是照顾你的羊群吗?
The pastor replied to him, today I'm fighting the wolf.
那个牧师就说, 今天我是与狼征战。
Yeah, it would be nice if we didn't have any battles, but there are days we have to fight the wolf.
也许有的时候我们没有征战, 但是有的时候我们会要与狼来征战。
In order to have victory, there are three things to remember about winning the victory. These big challenges we face, there are three things we need to remember.
我们面对大的挑战,我们要得胜,我们要记得三件事情。
First of all, before the challenge, remember that you fight from a position of victory.
在挑战之前,你要记得我们所站的得胜的地位。
See, the Christian soldier stands in a position of guaranteed victory because Jesus Christ has already defeated every single enemy.
因为基督精兵他们所站的地位是一定能得胜的，因为基督已经胜过一切灵界的仇敌。
We're reminded that Jesus defeated Satan, not only when Satan came to tempt him, he used the word of God, and he replied, it is written, he defeated Satan.
我们知道说当那撒旦来诱惑的时候，我们的主得胜了，他乃是用神的话，经上记着说，他来得胜。
And then during his earthly ministry, he often faced different challenges, and he defeated those challenges. He won the victory. On the cross, he won the victory. In his resurrection, in his ascension, he won the victory.
我们主在地上的施工，他有许多的挑战，我们的主得胜了。在十架之上，在复活的时候，我们的主都得胜了。So
it's reminded here of this verse in Romans chapter 8, verse 31 and verse 37. What then shall we say in response to all these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us.
我们记得在罗马书8章31-37节说, 即使这样还有什么说的呢? 神若帮助我们,谁能抵挡我们呢? 然而靠着爱我们的主,在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
We are more than conquerors. That word more than conquerors means above and beyond.
我们得胜有余,是说我们是远远的超越。
Above our own strength and beyond our own capabilities. Through God, through Jesus Christ, we are more than conquerors.
是在我们自己个人的力量远超我们自己的力量。
But reminded here in 1 Corinthians 15:57, but thanks be to God, who He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
哥林多前书15:57节说, 感谢神使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
That victory does not come through us or through our flesh. It only comes through God and through Jesus Christ.
得胜不是靠着我们的肉体，乃是靠着我们的主耶稣基督。
So I want you to see here, first of all, as they claim the victory, the fear of the Lord.
首先我们要来看，我们要敬畏神。
Joshua 6:1, it tells us these words, Now the gates of Jericho were securely barred because of the Israelites. No one went out of the city, and no one came in.
约书亚6:1节那里说, 耶利哥的城门因以色列人就关得严谨,无人出入。
You see, the Israelites were afraid, the city of Jericho, they were afraid, they had the fear of God. They had heard of what God had done for the Israelites.
耶利哥城他们听见神所做的事，他们就心中害怕。
This reminds us of the promise several times in the Old Testament that God had promised to them.
我们就记得说旧约里面神多次的应许。
God said this, I will send my terror, my fear ahead of you and throw into confusion every nation you encounter and I will make all your enemies turn their backs and run.
神应许说凡你所到的地方 我要使那里的众民在你面前惊骇扰乱，又要使你一切的仇敌转背逃跑。
This past week, June the 6th, celebrated D-Day, 75 years ago, the the armies landed on the beach of France in Normandy.
上个礼拜六月六号是纪念这个诺曼底登陆75周年。
And it was thought it was impossible. There's no way. It was looked as impossible as they landed on the beach there, and there was a heavy cost to pay.
当时认为这个登陆是不可能的，那个代价是巨大的。
As you look at the story of Normandy and how God, there was a fog early in the morning, and as the armies landed, just as they landed, the fog was lifted.And they landed on the beaches of Normandy.
那天早上登陆之前，那里有大雾啊，就是他们要登陆的时候，那个雾好像升起来啊，他们就得以登陆。
And so God gave the victory with heavy cost.
神说那个征战要有大的代价。
Here is a picture of what was supposed to look like Jericho, the city of Jericho.
这是一个耶利哥城的想象图。
This was one of the most ancient cities of that area. It was a walled city, but you notice here there were two walls around the city. One the outside wall and one an inside wall.
这个是一个在当地可能是一个最古老的城，它有两层的城墙，内层和外层。
And so this city looked like it was impossible. There is no way you could enter into this city.
看起来是不可征服的。
But with God, there's always a way.
但是神总有他的道路。
So I want you to notice not only the fear of the people of Jericho that they were afraid, but notice the promise of the Lord.
耶利哥城他们会害怕，我们要知道神的应许。
And notice carefully in chapter 6 verse 2 these words, Then the Lord said to Joshua, See,I have delivered, circle those words, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and its fighting men.
第二节这里说，耶和华晓谕约书亚说，看到我已经把耶利哥、耶利哥的王，并大能的勇士都交在你手中。
I have delivered, the victory is already yours.
得胜已经是你的。
Victorious Christians are people who know the promises of God, believe the promises of God, and claim the promises of God.
得胜的基督徒是认识、相信并支取神应许的人。
Remember this, that Christ has conquered the world, the flesh, and the devil. And if we claim this truth, we can conquer through Him.
基督已经得胜过世界、肉体和魔鬼。如果我们支取这个真理，我们就可以靠着基督得胜。
Now, believing the promise is like accepting a check. Somebody hands you a check. And believing the promise is you have that check in your hands.
相信应许好像就是把那个支票拿在手中。
But claiming the promise is like endorsing the check and cashing it.
那个支取，这个应许就是好像在银行里把那个现金拿出来。
And you read the Bible, there areThousands of promises that God gives us, and we accept that as a check from heaven, but we have to endorse it as we pray and claim that promise to cash it.
神的话中有千百的应许，当我们得到这些应许的时候，好像就是我们拿到这些的支票，但是我们要真正的去取用它们。
So there's the fear that the people of the city of Jericho had, and then the people of God had the promises of God.
耶利哥城是在恐惧的当中，神的儿女他们有了神的应许。
But I believe that as the commander of the army appeared to Joshua, he gave them instructions how to fight this battle.
但是带领这支军队的约书亚，他要来教导他们如何的征战。
And the instructions he gave were not the normal way you would fight a battle.
这跟我们想象中如何打仗是不一样的。
Maybe everybody has their own ideas how it should be done. Oh, I think it should be done this way, or I think it should be done that way. And Jericho, Joshua, he was a captain of the army. He maybe had his own ideas, or his other soldiers had their own ideas. But God said, this is the way.
我们也许个人都有自己的主意，仗要怎么打。约书亚他也有他的主张。
So We see here the instructions he gave.
And
march around the city once, all the armed men, and do this for 6 days. Go ahead.
你们的一切兵丁要围绕这城，一日围绕一次，六日都要这样行。
Then have 7 priests carry the trumpets of ram's horns in front of the ark.
7个祭司要拿7个羊角走在约柜前。
And on the 7th day, march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing the trumpets.
到第七日你们要绕城7次，祭司也要吹角。
When you hear them, shout a loud blast on the trumpets, with the whole army give a loud shout, and then the wall of the city will collapse, and the army would go up, and everyone straight in.
他们吹的脚声拖长，你们听见脚声，众百姓要大声呼喊，城墙就必塌陷，个人要往前直上。
Now, I don't know, maybe Joshua scratched his head and wondered, how could this be?
也许约书亚要挠头了，这怎么能这样？
But God said, this is the way, and Joshua chose to obey the instructions of the Lord.
但神指示他是这样，约书亚就这样遵循了。
So I want you to think about this is the battle plan. This is what God said, this is how you get the victory.
这就是神的计划，神就启示他，这就是你得胜的方法。
So we see here the march around the city of Jericho, those two walls around that city.
就围绕着耶利哥城走，那耶利哥的那两重的城墙。
And so we see it at the beginning, first of all, there was an armed guard that marched first around that city.
那个兵丁要一开始围绕这城。
And secondly, following that armed guard, there were 7 priests carrying trumpets as they marched. Second.
然后是七个祭司拿着羊角。
And then thirdly, the priests were carrying the Ark of the Covenant, the Ark of God, and they followed thirdly.
祭司要跟着约柜走，要绕城七次。
And then number four, the rear guard marches last. Fourth, the rear guard came behind them.
然后兵丁跟在后面。
And so they marched around the city a day. And then at the end of the day, then the next day they would march around the city again.
他们绕城，一天绕城一次，第二天就再绕一次。
And for 6 days they did this. And the priests would blow the trumpets.
他们绕了6天，第7天，祭司就要吹角。
And then the Israelites marched around Jericho 7 times. On the 7th day.
到第七日他们就绕城7次。
And then the Israelites shout and blow the trumpet on the 7th march around Jericho. After the trumpets were blown, all the people shouted.
当他们听见脚声的时候，众百姓就要大声呼喊。
Now as you look at this, something we need to be aware of in the Bible, there is significance to number 7.
我知道说圣经当中七有重要的含义。
You see, in the Bible, more than 700 times we find this number 7 as a very special number in the Bible.
七这个数字很特别，圣经里有用了700多次。
And even in the book of Revelation, it's used 50 times in the book of Revelation.
启示录里面超过50次。
And so, this number 7 indicates completeness, wholeness, perfection.
它表达一个 完备，完整，完美。
In fact, in biblical numerology, the number 7 represents this completeness, this idea of perfection.
在圣经的数字学当中，七所表示的是一个完整和完美。
7 comes from the word that means to be full or to be satisfied.
它是一个表示说完整和充满。
In 6 days, God made the heaven and the earth. On the 7th day, He rested. It was completed.
他六天创造天地，第七天他就满足了。
So we see here an application of this. God's people today are victors because of the victory of Jesus Christ over all the enemies of God.
我们今天这里就看见一个应用说，今天神儿女是得胜者，因为耶稣基督胜过神所有的仇敌。
And so we should be living like victors, not like victims.
所以我们要过得胜者的生活，不是过得像一个受害者。
Rather than complaining about our circumstances or complaining about our challenges, we should be laying hold of the promises of God. We should be claiming the victory.
我们不应该是在那里抱怨我们的环境，我们的挑战。我们要抓住神的应许，来把握住我们的得胜。
You know, this was very unusual as they did this, marching around the city 13 times. They maybe thought, you know, maybe as they were marching, ten times, that should be enough. Our stop here. I don't want to march anymore.
这个总共他们绕城13次，这个非常特别。也许有的时候你站到第十次就说这已经够了。
But they followed the instructions of God. They obeyed God, and God gave the victory.
但是他们照着主的指示，照着神的应许，神就给了他们这个得胜。
You remember the story of Gideon, and he went with the torches as God told him, and just 300 men conquered an army of over 20,000.
我们记得说基甸的故事哈，只有300人啊，那是听神的听神的话语的，神就用他们战胜了20,000人。
David faced Goliath with just a slingshot and a stone.
我们知道说大卫战胜哥利亚，他只有那个击拳甩石。
So remember this. Secondly, during the challenge, remember that you overcome the enemy by faith.
在征战的当中，我们记得说，胜过我们仇敌的乃是靠我们的信心。
So first of all, we remember that you fight from the position of victory. But secondly, remember that the overcoming by faith.
所以我们记得第一个是要站在得胜的地位，第二个是要靠着信心来胜过。
Hebrews 11, that great chapter of faith, we read these words, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the army had marched around them for 7 days.
我们在希伯来书里面说到，因着信，耶利哥的城墙就倒塌了。
And this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith.
是我们胜过世界的，就是我们的信心。
Now, it's not how big our faith is. We have the faith of a mustard seed. It's how big our God is.
我们的信心有多大？我们如果像芥菜籽一样的信心，但是我们要知道神有多大。
But notice, first of all, this faith is based on evidence.
我们的信心是基于证据的。
It's not just a blind faith. It's a faith in what we see God has done as we read in the Bible and we see what God has done in our own lives.
这个不是盲信乃是从神的话语里面我们可以信赖他。
So the people of Israel have been given evidence proving that God's word and God's power can be trusted.
以色列人他们得了证据，神的话语、神的能力是可信的。
You know, think about this, how God opened the Red Sea, and they passed through the Red Sea as they came out of Egypt.
神把红海分开，他们就从埃及出来。
And then, the army of the Egyptians were falling after them, and God caused the Red Sea to fall over them, and to kill them.
当法老的全军也下到海中，神就把这个海又合上，把水合上，法老的全军就覆灭了。
And in the wilderness, they had seen how God provided for them manna and water and took care of them in the wilderness where there was nothing.
在旷野无水之地神就供应他们玛拿和水。
They had defeated great kings and God had opened even the Jordan River. And we just saw that. Opened that Jordan River when it was flooding.
他们胜过了那些大能的王他们也过了约旦河。
You know, we've had a lot of floods here inKansas and Missouri, this has been a very rainy season for us. And you look at the Mississippi, the Missouri River, it's so wide now because of all the floods.
他们过约旦河的时候，那是正是涨水的时候。最近我们这里有很多的洪水，我们大家看到河里的样子。
And yet God opened the river and they crossed over that river.
但神把那个水分开，他们就过了约旦河。
And so,Their faith was strengthened by God's hand. 因着神的手，他们的信心就得坚固。Then faith is also based on the presence of God.
信心也是基于神的同在。
Today in our Sunday school class, started a new series. George is leading and teaching about that God is closer than you think.
今天我们主日学开始了一个新的系列啊 ，George 带领我们读说神比我们想象中的更近。
And we're God is closer than you think. This is going to be like a six lessons, two lessons a week. So for 12 weeks over the summer, we're going to look at how God is closer than you think.
那我们要一课两次，总共有12次，我们要来讲神比你想象中更靠近。
Think about that. God is closer than you think.
神比我们想象的更近。那我们来思想这个。
It was important that the Ark of the Lord also was in its proper place, for it represented the presence of God with His people. And so as they marched around that city, the Ark of the Lord marched around with them.
我们知道说神的约柜也在他们的当中带领他们那是一个对的地位。
But we ask the Ark of God, we ask God's presence to lead us, not just to follow us.
我们是要愿神的约柜来带领我们而不是跟从我们。
And so, when they crossed the river, we saw that in Joshua 3 and 4, the ark went to the middle of the river, and then they crossed over, and then the ark went across.
我们看见说这个约柜下到河中然后水就分开以色列人就过了约旦河然后约柜再上来。
So in those two chapters, the ark was mentioned 16 times, and here we see it's mentioned 8 times, how the ark was used and marching around that city.
所以在三章四章那里约柜提到十六次那这里提到八次。
And so we're reminded, yes, I cannot face this big challenge except that God is before me. God is with me.
我们独自不能面对这样的挑战只有神与我们同在在我面前的时候我们就可以。
I don't know what challenge you may be facing, what big challenge that you are faced with today.But remember this, that God's promise of His presence, but that God is also the one who should lead us.
我不知道你今天面对的挑战是什么，但是让我们记得说，神不仅应许他的同在，他也应许要带领我们。
Thirdly, we see that faith is based on the power of God.
接下去我们看说信心是基于神的能力。
This was a miracle of God. Joshua and his people listened to God's orders. They believed them, they obeyed them, and God did the rest.
约书亚和他的百姓听了神的命令然后相信他顺从他然后神就做了其他的事。
So, our faith, remember this, our faith is based upon the promises of God and the presence of God.
我们的信心是在神的应许和神的同在里。
Because of God's power. We cannot do it without God's power.
然后还必须有神的能力。没有神的能力我们就不能做什么。
But then faith is also based upon patience.
还有一点信心乃是基于忍耐。
Here, Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 12, we are told to imitate those who through faith and patience...inherit what has been promised.
希伯来书六章十二节告诉我们，总要效法那些凭信心和忍耐承受应许的人。
Remember, God is never in a hurry. He knows what He is doing, and His timing is never off. God's time is always the right time.
我们知道说神永远不会着急，他知道他要做什么，他的时候永远是对的。
You know, I can think maybe some of the people thought about, you know, why do we have to do this 7 days? Couldn't we just do it the first day and get it over with?
我们当中不免有人会要问说，为什么一定要七天？为什么不能第一天就把城攻下来？
Why do we have to go around the city 13 times? Can't we just go around one time and that'd be enough?
为什么要围绕总共13次呢？为什么不能够就一次呢？
You know, We're a lot like Israel. We lack patience, and they lacked patience.
我们就像以色列人一样，我们没有那个耐心。
But then also faith, number 5, is also based on self-control.
还有一点信心乃是基于我们的
自治。Don't miss this. God's command of silence was a test of their self-control.
神吩咐他们静默，这是对他们的忍耐的自治的考验。
As they marched around the city, those 12 times they marched around the city, not one word was to be said. They were to march around the city with silence.
当他们前面那十二次围绕这城的时候，他们是完全静默的。
You know, people who can't control their tongues can't control their bodies. James chapter 3 tells us this.
雅各书告诉我们说，不能控制舌头的人就没法控制他们的身体。
And Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God.
诗篇46篇说，你们要休息，要知道我是神。
We have a lot of words to say rather than listening to God. We have a lot of words to say rather than coming to God in prayer and trusting in Him.
我们有很多的话要说，但是我们却没有听神的话，或者到神的面前来向他祷告祈求。
This past month, we attended our granddaughter's graduation, Lee Summit High School, North High School. She graduated from there.
上个礼拜我参加了孙女的这个毕业典礼，是高中毕业典礼。
And I taught there for 6 years, so I've been to about 10 graduations there every year, the last 10 years. After those 6 years, and then we had 3 grandchildren graduate. And so I've been to 10 graduations.
我在那里教过6年书，我在那里参加过10个毕业典礼。
At the beginning, before the ceremony starts, 2 high school students stand up in front of the whole group, the whole congregation there and tell them, please, be quiet and allow everyone to hear the name of the student being said, that we would show respect to each student.
当那个典礼开始的时候，前面总是有两个学生来告诉每一个人安静，那我们可以听见那些毕业学生的名字可以被听见。
And even though these students had pleaded with them to be quiet, and the principal had pleaded with them to be quiet,
尽管对那些学生不断的包括校长都叫他们安静。
I have noticed every year it gets worse. Someone's name will be announced, and I don't know, maybe it's their family and friends, and they stand up and they shout and they clap and they interrupt the whole ceremony, and they're escorted out of the auditorium.
每一次我好像看每一年这情况都变得更糟糕，总是有人犯规。有的时候有一个人名字报到，一家人都跳起来拍手，好像把整个的秩序都扰乱了，然后他们就要被请出去。
For 18 years, I had taught inner city and Westport High School. All the graduations were like that. So I was really happy when I saw that they wanted to show respect for these graduation ceremonies.
我在 Westport 那里学校教数18年，好像都是这种情形。所以当我看见有学生要求别人安静的时候，我很高兴。
And I know the first year, it was so quiet. Nobody interrupted. The first year, wow, this is so wonderful. I was amazed.
所以第一年好像就非常特别，非常安静，我就很高兴。
And then the second year, I think there was one interruption.
第二年就有一个犯规的。
And every year, there was a little more interruption.
然后每一年就会更多一点，好像人犯规。
This year, I counted 14 interruptions.
那今年我就数了一下，大概有14次。
Do we interrupt God?
我们有没有打断神？
When God tells us to do something, we interrupt and say, no, that should be this way. Or do we listen to God and silently obey Him as we march around the city?
我们有没有打断神？当神跟我们说话的时候，我们有没有说，不，要这样，就打断了神？还是我们要静默来遵行神的话？
Remember this, faith is based upon evidence. It is based upon the presence of God.Upon the power of God, on patience and self-control.
我们知道说，我们要记得说，信心乃是基于证据，信心乃是基于神的同在，信心乃是基于神的能力，信心乃是基于我们的忍耐，信心也是基于我们自制。
The only way to grow in faith is to accept new challenges and trust God to give you the victory.
我们信心要增长，就需要接受挑战。
Maybe you hear that, you want to think, I don't want to grow, I just want it easy, make it easy.
或者你说我不要成长，我只要生活容易一点。
Philip Brooks tells us this, very important, listen to this. Do not pray for easy lives. Pray to be better men and women and Christians. Do not pray for tasks equal to your powers. Pray for power equal to your tasks.
Philip Brooks, 说到不要求只求生活轻松，你要成为更，要求成为更好的人。不要求与能力相当的任务，当求与任务相当的能力。
What are you asking for? Are you praying for easy? Or are you praying for growth?
所以你的祷告是要容易还是要增长？
Number three, after the challenge, remember this, to obey God's commands and give Him the glory.
第三点我们要记得，挑战完成之后要遵行神的命令，把荣耀归给他。
First of all, we see that God told them when they took the city, they were to devote the entire city to God. All this they were to give to God.
所以耶稣也告诉他们说，取城之后要把全城奉献给神。
The first fruits was everything was to be dedicated to the Lord. The people, the houses, the animals, and all the spoils of their battle was dedicated to God. The first fruits.
就像初熟的果子一样，一切人畜、房屋还有掳物都要献给神。
And this was a very important command. We're going to see this next time. Chapter 7, what happened if they did not obey this command?
这个命令很重要，下一次我们要看第七章，他们违背这个命令带来怎样的后果。
And then next we see that they were to rescue Rahab and her family. The only house that was preserved was a house in which Rahab and her family waited because they had helped the spies.
然后他们拯救了喇合还有他的家。因为唯一保留下来的就是喇合和他家人所待的那个房子，因为他们帮助了探子。
Now remember, Rahab stuck out the red cord, but I think as the walls fell, she lived on the wall. All the walls fell down except for one corner house. It stood. It was Rahab's family.
我们记得说有一个红色的丝线绑在那里哈，来识别他的家。但是当耶利他们的家好像是在城墙上面，所以当城墙倒塌的时候。但是那一家得以存留。
God saved her because of her faith, we see in Hebrews chapter 11.
我们知道说在希伯来书我们看见说因着信他们这一家得拯救。
And then, thirdly, the command was to destroy all the people of Jericho, that city of Jericho. Destroy them all.
第三个命令就是要把耶利哥人全部毁灭。
You might ask the question, why does that not seem so severe? Why did God give that? Because the people of Canaan were unspeakably wicked. And the people didn't want His holy people to be contaminated by their neighbors. The people of Jericho and Canaan worshipped false gods, offered their children as offerings to their gods.
我们知道说，我们要问说为什么会这样做？因为在迦南地，当地的居民他们是极其邪恶的，包括他们杀孩子来献祭给他们的假神，神不希望他的圣名被这些迦南地的污秽污染。
And then the fourth command, burn the city, for the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God, as we're told in Deuteronomy chapter 4.
第四个命令是焚烧这个城因为耶和华你的神乃是烈火，是祭邪的神。
So God has promised the victory, but we also need to follow His instructions.
神已经应许了他的得胜，但是我们要听从主的指示。
And when those walls come down, we give God the glory. Only God could have brought both of those walls down. Only God.
倒塌的时候，我们把荣耀归给神，因为唯有神能做这样的事。
Years ago, there was excavations of that Jericho, the old city of Jericho, and they found where the walls had fallen.
前些年考古学有些新的发现，耶利哥城确实有倒塌的城墙。
Now, each challenge can be faced with prayer. Whatever challenge you're facing, whether it's big or small, we face it with prayer.
不管或大或小，当我们面对挑战的时候，我们是要祷告来面对。
There's a book written by Mark Batterson called The Circle Maker.
有本书是 Mark Bretson 写的叫召唤者。
It challenges us to pray circles around your biggest dreams and your greatest fears.
他给我们的挑战是说我们的祷告要围绕我们最大的梦想和最大的恐惧。
He reminds us this, work like it depends on us and pray like it depends upon God.
他说这个工作好像我们做工的时候觉得是靠我们自己在我们祷告的时候知道说这是靠神。
We must pray like it depends upon God. Draw those circles around your challenges. Whatever it is you're facing, pray around it. Draw circles around it.
我们祷告的时候要知道说这真的是靠神。当我们祷告的时候我们就好像环绕这层。
I want to tell you the story of a man by the name of Honey.
我要讲一个故事有一个人名字叫 Honey.
He was a man of prayer.
他是一个祷告的人。
Josephus tells us about him. He lived about a generation before Christ was born.
他活在主前。
And he, at that time, Israel was facing a terrible drought. Everything was dry.
以色列当中有一个大的干旱。
And Honey, he grabbed a 6-foot pool and he started to draw a circle around himself on the ground.
他就用这个杆子要画一个圆。
And he said these words. He said that, he prayed, Lord God, I will not move from this circle until you have shown mercy upon your children. I will not move from this circle.
他画了一个圆把自己围起来他说神你若不像你的儿女施恩我就没有 不从这个圈子里出来。
And then suddenly, it started to sprinkle. Rain started to sprinkle. Come down very lightly.
然后就有小的雨点。
And he prayed again, the second time. He said these words as he prayed again. He said, No, for such rain have I prayed. Not for such rain have I prayed, but I pray that you will fill the pits. I pray that you would pour out the rain.
然后他就继续祷告求神说更大的雨能够把这个坑都填满。
And as he said that second prayer, it started to pour rain. He was soaking wet.
当他第二次祷告就下了倾盆大雨他就完全的湿了。
And he prayed a third prayer.
然后他就第三次祷告。
He said, in the third prayer,Not for such rain have I prayed, but for rain of your favor and your blessing upon your children.
他第三次祷告就是求神的怜悯恩典临到他的百姓。
And the rain stopped pouring and came down very steady rain.
然后这个雨就又变成一个非常稳定的雨。
And so, through the prayer of this man, God answered,And changed that land of Israel.
因着那个祷告，神就改变了以色列地。
Let me ask you, what is your Jericho? What is your big challenge that lays ahead of you?
我们要问说你的耶利哥是在哪里？你的挑战是什么
？Can you pray a circle around it? Can you say to God and call to God and answer that prayer?
你能不能够环绕那个城来答应回应神的呼召
It's interesting, the life of Christ, we see later, Jesus ran into two blind men outside the city of Jericho.
我们知道是后来主耶稣到地上来的时候在耶利哥城外遇见那两个瞎子。
And these blind men cried out to Jesus and said, Lord, son of David, have mercy on us.
他们说主啊大卫的子孙可怜我们。
And Jesus asked them, What do you want me to do for you?
耶稣问他们，你们要我为你做什么？
Lord, we want our sight.
他们说，主啊，我们要能看见。
And the Lord asked us today, What would you want me to do for you?
主今天也问我们说，你要我为你做什么？
What is the Jericho you're facing that you need to draw a circle around and you need to pray to God and cry out to God for that Jericho? What is it?
我们的耶利哥在哪里？你要怎样的环绕它？
Maybe you need to pray for your children or your grandchildren. You're drawing a circle around them and praying for them.
你要为你的儿女啊，为你的孙儿女祷告。
Praying for your family, praying for our church.
还要为你的家啊，为教会祷告。
Lord, ask you this question. What is your Jericho? What do you want me to do for you?
神问我们说，你的耶利哥在哪里？你要我为你做什么？
Let's close in prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Lord, we're faced with many big challenges in our life. Each person here is facing challenges.
所以我们生活里面每个人都面对各样的挑战。
There's a challenge of personal challenges we have, maybe at work or at school or whatever, the personal challenges.
也许在个人的挑战，在工作里面、学校里面遇到挑战。
The challenges of family and children,and even grandchildren.
家庭里面儿女还有孙儿女也许都有挑战。
The challenges we face as a church.
教会里也有挑战。
And Lord, I pray that you would show us, you would go before us and show us the way and help us to draw the circles and prayer, calling out to you for victory.
主愿意你向我们来显明，你是带领我们的，你要带领我们环绕这城。
And like we would persevere in our prayers, like Honi did. I will not leave this circle until you answer these prayers.
那我们祷告也有忍耐的心啊，就好像那个 Honi 他不愿意离开。
And Lord, we would be silent before you, trusting in you and putting our faith in you.
所以我们在你面前静默，我们的信心都仰赖你。
Lord, we cry out to you.And we pray, this is the Jericho we face.
主，我们向你呼求，这就是我们要面对的耶利哥。
You've asked us, what would you want me to do?
当你问我们，你要你为我们做什么？
And we cry out to you, Lord, what would you have us to do?
我们向神呼求，你要我们做什么？
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。